Earlier this year, we featured a traveling exhibit about Kalaupapa that was featured at Windward Community College. Part of it is on display now at Iolani Palace. At the time, we talked to Val Monson, who was with the group Ka Ohana o Kalaupapa, which is focused on making sure that the history of the settlement lives on. She's focused on raising money for a memorial there that will list the names of the thousands of residents who lived at the settlement. Monson talked to us recently about a fundraising concert honoring the musicians of Kalaupapa, which is available to screen until January 3rd.
You know, when I first started going to Kalaupapa in 1989, one of the things that really surprised me was how much a part of the community music was. And, you know, as I did more reading, it just seemed music was a part of the community, even in the early days, you know, when they had choirs and bands. And I just feel that this was a way. It helped people to heal. It brought joy where maybe you might not have expected to find that. And I just felt that, you know, as I got to think about it more and more, and I just thought, you know, music was just such an important part of this community. You know, and the musicians, of course, who wrote so many of these songs, you know, have been forgotten over the years.
So you're paying tribute to them,
yeah.
And you were also trying to come up with a way to be able to fundraise for the monument.
Exactly. So the concert itself is free, but it is serving as a fundraiser for the Kalaupapa Memorial that will display the names of, you know, the nearly 8,000 people, you know, who were taken from their families and sent away. You know, those many of those people have also been forgotten. So, you know, I mean, what Ka Ohana o Kalaupapa, you know, certainly one of our mission, part of our main mission is to remember everybody, by their name. And people's accomplishments, which have often been forgotten in this history.
That was Val Monson talking about the fundraising concert that is available to screen for free. It's part historical film, part virtual musical event that's meant to reach across the globe and keep the story of Kalaupapa alive.